Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining me. Now, firstly, can you tell us a little bit about the impact that brain cancer has in Australia?
Yeah, sure. So brain cancer is a brutal disease. It kills more children than any other disease and more adults under 40 than any other cancer. Survival rates are just 20% and they haven't improved for more than 30 years, and we think this is just not acceptable.
30 years is a long time without improvements. Why is it that over the last three decades, we have seen such little progress made in awareness and treatment for brain cancer?
Yeah, so we think that brain cancer has just long suffered from a chronic lack of focus and funding. So traditionally, it's received less than 5% of NHMRC funding. But, you know, that's going to change with the announcement that we have recently seen for $100 million for the Australian Brain Cancer Mission.
Well, that's right. Can you tell us, Michelle, a little bit about the Australian Brain Cancer Mission and what we can expect to happen with this $100 million?
Yeah, sure. So I think when you're trying to do anything, you need to have an overarching strategy. And we've never really had a high-level strategy for shifting survival for brain cancer, globally or within Australia. So for many years, we've been trying to build consensus as much as possible to build a research strategy that would shift survival. It's really difficult because everybody in their own labs and in their own organisations are working towards a particular goal, which is highly worthy, but we wanted to make sure there was a coordinated effort. So Minister Greg Hunt facilitated a roundtable of a number of people who were all decision makers in the space, and as a result, we came up with a list of activities that would be most likely to shift survival and areas where Australia had real expertise that plugged into the global environment. I guess the funding will be going to fund that plan. And I think that's really the most exciting part of this approach.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Michelle Stewart, the CEO of Cure Brain Cancer Foundation, about brain cancer in Australia and the recent announcement of the Australian Brain Cancer Mission. Now, Michelle, as you were just talking about, some of what happened in the process of setting up the Australian Brain Cancer Mission. Now, one of the aims of the fund is to double the survival rate of patients within 10 years, I understand. What sort of investments and research targeting do you think will need to be made for this to happen?
Yeah, so this is a really tough call. We know that medical research takes a long time, and that's just the process of it. There's obviously regulations that are involved to make sure that patient safety is paramount. So in order to shift or double survival in 10 years, we're going to have to invest in some projects that are more disruptive, so that are innovative, that are not just doing things in the way that they've always been done before, because we have not seen the changes that we require. So there are some really exciting projects. For example, accelerated clinical trials or platform technology. So platform technology is technology that on which discoveries can be made. And so there's a number of clinical trials or processes that will be pivotal to this mission.
Now, Michelle, we've seen pretty significant improvements in treatments of other cancers, leukemia and breast cancer in particular, in the last few years. With an improved focus on improving brain cancer treatments, do you think that we will see similar improvements happening at a really high rate like we have in the past, or is it going to be a really long process, do you think?
I think no one knows where the discoveries will come, but it's a numbers game. So the more activity and more investment that we can put into the brain cancer research, the more chances we will find a treatment or a cure faster. We have seen in leukemia where 30 years ago it had a really high mortality rate, something like 90%, and there's been significant investment in research. And as a result, there's many forms that are highly treatable. So we do believe that this is the way to go, the way to start, but also a collaborative effort, not just in terms of the activities that are required to undertake, but also in the funding. So this $100 million fund is really brilliant initiative because it brings together the federal government, but also philanthropists. So Andrew Forrest, with his End Cancer Initiative, has got the vision to join together at scale with this initiative, and then Cure Brain Cancer will come in and commit $20 million. So it's really important to note that Cure Brain Cancer Foundation represents the brain cancer community, and this is the way for us to bring the patient voice and the community voice into this activity.
Well, one final question for you, Michelle. Along with, of course, the massive increase in funding, which we'll look to, as you've said, make similar improvements, parallel improvements to what we've seen in other cancer researchers over the past few decades, how much impact do you think broader public understanding and knowledge of brain cancer will have in an impact in awareness in terms of following up with this massive increase in funding and the Australian Brain Cancer Mission?
I think this is a big deal. One of the problems with brain cancer is there's not enough long-term survivors to have a significant voice. And we are hoping now that that voice is being carried through this Australian Brain Cancer Mission, and people are understanding that it is a really important initiative. I've spoken to a couple of people in the last day who've talked about relatives who have been diagnosed and passed away within 3 months. That's just too quick. So there's not been enough awareness about this disease, and we think that that's going to change now. And so we really hope that everybody's going to get out and start fundraising, start building all that advocacy activity to build that awareness, because that's how we're really going to see anything change.
Fantastic. Well, it's very exciting times for brain cancer research. Michelle, I really appreciate you joining me this morning to talk a little bit about what we can expect to see in terms of future development.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me, and thanks for your interest, Phil.